Do you wish you could be the present mom you've always wanted to be, but still need to provide an income for your family? Are you tired of scouring the internet for legit jobs that will replace your income and that you can do from home in your PJs? Hey friend, welcome to the Virtual Assistant Mama Podcast. I know you're over there Googling jobs for moms, legit work-at-home jobs, or smart a side hustle, yet you can't figure out how to take that first step. So instead, you stay stuck, do nothing, or start random side hustles to try to make quick money. Becoming a virtual assistant is the answered prayer you've been waiting for. My name is Ariana, and I'm a former teacher turned work-at-home mom who replaced my teaching income as a virtual assistant in just 6 months. I did this by taking a step of faith and following the dream that God placed on my heart to be home with my babies. Mama, your dreams pale in comparison to God's dreams for you. Imagine offering services that light you up, working with clients who value you and pay you what you're worth, and having a job that works around your life and not the other way around. This is the podcast for you. It's time to take that first step. Are you ready? Here we go. Do you want to know the best strategy that you can use to get your virtual assistant business up and running as quickly as possible? My answer might surprise you, and this is going to be a short and sweet episode because all you have to do to really get your virtual assistant business up and running is just do one thing a day. Now, this can be something that takes you 5 minutes, 10 minutes, maybe it'll take you an hour. But if you just set yourself up for success and get one thing done for your virtual assistant business a day, you will be so amazed at how quickly that effort snowballs into a full up and running virtual assistant business that has replaced your income. So my tip for you is to just brain dump a list of all the different things you think you need to do for your virtual assistant business, write them all down on a piece of paper, and then every single day, do one thing from that list. If you know you only have like 15 minutes to get something done, pick a task that's going to get done that quickly. But if you have a little bit more time, like maybe you need to get your portfolio done, you can get that done on those days where you might have 1 or 2 hours that you can give it. Like I said, if you just pick one thing to do a day, you will be amazed at how quickly you can get your virtual assistant business up and going. So like I said, this is a short and sweet episode, but it is going to pack a punch for you, and you will be amazed at how quickly you can replace your income as a virtual assistant with doing this one strategy. All right, y'all. Thank you so much for listening to this episode, and we will see you next time. Thanks so much for hanging out with me today. I would love to bless you with a free gift as a thank you. All you have to do is leave a review of the show on Apple Podcasts, make a screenshot, and send it to podcast@virtualassistantmama.com. I'll send you a code so you can snag my virtual assistant toolkit for free. And don't forget to come hang out with us in our free community, facebook.com/groups/virtualassistantmama. I'm so honored to support you in your journey to becoming a virtual assistant. Until next week, y'all, keep following the dreams that were placed on your heart so you can be the present mama you've always wanted to be.